Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. Kate DiCamillo is author of many award-winning books for young readers, including The Tale of Despero and The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. Her new book is about a girl and a squirrel. The girl is 10-year-old Flora Bell Buckman, a self-described cynical daughter of a divorced romance novelist. The squirrel is Ulysses, a furry friend suddenly endowed with special powers after being sucked up and spit out by a vacuum cleaner.
The squirrel was a little unsteady on his feet. His brain felt larger, roomier. It was as if several doors in the dark room of his self, doors he hadn't even known existed, had suddenly been flung wide. Everything was shot through with meaning, purpose, light. However, the squirrel was still a squirrel, and he was hungry. Very.
That's Kate DiCamillo reading from Flora and Ulysses, The Illuminated Adventures, with illustrations by K.G. Campbell. It's been long listed for this year's National Book Award for Young People's Literature, and Kate joins us from Minnesota Public Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. So first of all, let's talk about the squirrel Ulysses, because one of my colleagues here at our home radio station in Boston has a very precocious 11-year-old who we gave a copy of the book to.
Uh-oh. So now I'm sitting up straight and listening. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, though. I think you'll like what you're about to hear. So Liliana, who's the daughter of this colleague of ours, she's 11. She read the book and she liked it, but she had a couple of questions. So I want to play one of Liliana's questions for you, and here it is.
Why a squirrel instead of some other animal?
We thought it was a great place to start. Why a squirrel?
It is a great place to start. There was a squirrel who was expiring on the front steps of my house, and I was distressed. I didn't want him to die, and I also didn't want him to die on my front steps. I wanted to do something. I called one of my best friends who lives a block and a half away, and she's the sweetest of all of my friends, and she said this alarming phrase to me, "Do you have a shovel?"
Oh.
And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I've got a shovel." And she said, "Get the shovel, get a t-shirt, I'll come over there and whack him over the head." I'm like, "Oh, you can't do that." So he must have heard the conversation. He left. And so I'm thrilled that I don't have to deal with a dead squirrel on my steps. But it made me start thinking about a quote that I found in the annotated Charlotte's Web, where E.B. White said that he started to think about ways to save a pig's life.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of where Charlotte's Web came from. So I started to think about ways to save a squirrel's life.
And not only save a squirrel's life, but he's a superhero with superpowers.
Right. The longer we talk, the stranger I sound, I know. Yes. He's stronger than your average squirrel. He can, like any good superhero, fly. And also, he writes poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Those are his superpowers.
Well, see, so what I found so interesting about the premise of the book is that Ulysses the squirrel, as you just described, is endowed with this wonderful power of thought and exploration and poetry, even. Everything was shot through with meaning, purpose, and light, as you write. And it's such an interesting counterpoint to Flora. You know, who, one of her mantras is, "Do not hope, instead observe." So why give the little girl in your book more of the skeptical bent rather than the squirrel?
I guess maybe because I'm a skeptic. Or as a friend once termed me, a perky curmudgeon. So that child, Flora Bell Buckman, is very much me. But also the squirrel is very much me, because I'm hopeful. And in the words of E.B. White, I love the world. And also I'm always hungry.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting to me because maybe I'm just speaking as a mother here, but it seems as if you're right. There is a sense of, you know, amongst 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, they're at this fulcrum in life where they sort of begin to understand the contours of skepticism and ruefulness and sadness. But as parents, we want them to actually be more like Ulysses the squirrel. We want them to actually be the hopeful ones who are just, you know, amazed by the world. And yet they are that, too. You know what I mean?
They are. They're both those things.
Yeah.
Yes. And we want kids to have books that talk about those darker things, I think, and the questions, because those are there in every child, along with the light and the hope and the extreme hunger.
We notice that children in your new book do seem to have quite a bit of trouble in their lives, or they've at least endured challenges. I mean, Flora is the child of divorced parents, and her neighbor, the one who originally vacuumed up Ulysses the squirrel, has a great nephew whose name is William Spiver, who's blind because of emotional trauma. Now, we heard a little earlier from our colleague's daughter, Liliana, and she had another question about William in particular. So let's listen.
How could someone go blind from a traumatic incident? Because that part was kind of weird.
So, Kate, what's your answer to that?
I think that his temporary blindness is perhaps just something that he thinks has happened because his heart is so broken, and I won't say why, because I'll let that be revealed in the story. So it's almost, and if William Spiver were here, he might say this, that temporary blindness is almost a metaphor. It's not literal. It's a metaphor for the darkness that he has experienced. But everything turns out okay in the end.
Hearing that makes me wonder, what do you think are the particular challenges of writing for this age group? Because, I mean, there's this emotional complexity. There's this ruefulness and sadness that we've been talking about in Flora and Ulysses. But it's not out and out apocalyptic and dark like we see in some other like YA novels for possibly older readers.
Right. It's a very hopeful book, I think. And I never sit and think I need to write to 10 and 11-year-olds. I think I need to tell this story and I need to tell it as well and true as I can. And I think that I am a 10 or 11-year-old at heart. So it's never anything that I have to do to connect to that. It's just a part of me and part of, I'm always writing towards the child that I was and that I am, that broken-hearted, wondering, hopeful kid, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my thinking is that in Charlotte's Web, Charlotte famously writes in her web about Wilbur that's some pig, right?
Yeah.
Seems like Ulysses is some squirrel.
Oh, what a compliment. That's lovely. Thank you.
Well, Kate DiCamillo's book about a girl and a squirrel is called Flora and Ulysses. Kate DiCamillo, it has been such a joy to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
I thank you.
And Robin, we've got an excerpt of Flora and Ulysses at our website, complete with the illustrations, one of which has this lovely caption, "Who can say what astonishments are hidden inside the most mundane being?"
And I'm thinking we hit Charlotte's Web and the Velveteen Rabbit in one program.
What a show. We also want to thank Liliana Lines and her mother, Carrie Goldberg, one of our colleagues here at WBUR, for helping us out in our interview today. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.